Today is the 19th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. Today and every day. Today is the closing of another one of the weeks that we get to spend, one of the 52. So we have navigated another week. We get to this point and look back, right? We look out over the vista of a new week every beginning of a week. And we get here to the end and we reflect. How did it go? And we keep doing that and we get into the habit of it. And we're starting to actually engage and pay attention to what we're doing and how it is that we get where we get. And so I hope your week has been fruitful, prosperous, and meaningful, and that you navigated the challenges, because they are always with us. And I'm doing my own reflection too. The peaks and valleys, right? The victories and maybe even failures, because this is how we grow. So I am grateful to be here with you today, reflecting back over the week and taking the next step forward, working our way through Romans in the New Testament and First Chronicles in the Old. So let's jump in. First Chronicles chapters 28 and 29 today. David assembled at Jerusalem all the officials of Israel, the officials of the tribes, the officers of the divisions that served the king, the commanders of the thousands, the commanders of the hundreds, the stewards of all the property and cattle of the king and his sons, together with the palace officials, the mighty warriors, and all the warriors. Then King David rose to his feet and said, "Hear me, my brothers and my people. I had planned to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and I made preparations for the building. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, for you are a warrior and have shed blood.' Yet the Lord, God of Israel, chose me from all my ancestral house to be king over Israel forever. For he chose Judah as leader, and in the house of Judah, my father's house. And among my father's sons, he took delight in making me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, 'It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him. I will establish his kingdom forever if he continues resolute in keeping my commandments and my ordinances as he is today. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, observe and search out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance to your children after you, forever. And you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with single mind and willing heart. For the Lord searches every mind and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will abandon you forever. Take heed now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and act. Then David gave his son Solomon the plan of the vestibule and of its houses, its treasuries, its upper rooms, and its inner chambers, and of the room for the cover, and the plan of all that he had in mind for the courts of the house of the Lord, all the surrounding chambers, the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasuries for dedicated gifts, for the divisions of the priests and of the Levites, and all the work of the service in the house of the Lord, for all the vessels for the service in the house of the Lord. The weight of gold for all golden vessels for each service, the weight of silver vessels for each service, the weight of the golden lampstands and their lamps, the weight of gold for each lampstand and its lamps, the weight of silver for a lampstand and its lamps, according to the use in the service, the weight of gold for each table for the rows of bread, the silver for the silver tables, and pure gold for the forks, the basins, and the cups, for the golden bowls and the weight of each, for the silver bowls and the weight of each, for the altar of incense made of refined gold and its weight, also his plan for the golden chariot of the cherubim that spread their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, in writing at the Lord's direction, he made clear to me, the plan of all the works. David said further to his son Solomon, "Be strong and of good courage and act. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. Here are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God. And with you in all the work will be every volunteer who has skill for any kind of service. Also the officers and all the people will be wholly at your command." King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, for the temple will not be for mortals but for the Lord God. So I have provided for the house of my God, so far as I was able, the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron and wood for the things of wood, besides great quantities of onyx and stones for setting, antimony, colored stones, all sorts of precious stones, and marble in abundance. Moreover, in addition to all that I have provided for the holy house, I have a treasury of my own gold and silver. And because of my devotion to the house of my God, I give it to the house of my God. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, for overlaying the walls of the house, and for all the work to be done by artisans. Gold for the things of gold and silver for the things of silver. Who then will offer willingly, consecrating themselves today to the Lord?" Then the leaders of ancestral houses made their freewill offerings, as did also the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of the thousands and of the hundreds, and the officers over the king's work. They gave for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the care of Jehiel, the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced because these had given willingly, for with single mind they had offered freely to the Lord. King David also rejoiced greatly. Then David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our God, we give thanks to you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people that we should be able to make this freewill offering? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are aliens and transients before you, as were all our ancestors. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own. I know, my God, that you search the heart and take pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen your people who are present here offering freely and joyously to you. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our ancestors, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people and direct their hearts toward you. Grant to my son Solomon that with single mind he may keep your commandments, your decrees and your statutes, performing all of them, and that he may build the temple for which I have made provision." And David said to the whole assembly, "Bless the Lord your God." And all the assembly blessed the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. On the next day they offered sacrifices and burnt offerings to the Lord, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their libations, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And they ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great joy. They made David's son Solomon king a second time. They anointed him as the Lord's prince and Zadok as priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord, succeeding his father David as king. He prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and the mighty warriors, and also all the sons of King David, pledged their allegiance to King Solomon. The Lord highly exalted Solomon in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus, David, son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. The period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. He died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And his son Solomon succeeded him. Now the acts of King David, from first to last, are written in the records of the seer Samuel, and in the records of the prophet Nathan, and in the records of the seer Gad, with accounts of all his rule and his might, and of the events that befell him, and Israel, and all the kingdoms of the earth. Romans 5, 6 through 21. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely, therefore, since we have now been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. For sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin in the likeness of Adam, who is a pattern of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the gift of the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the gift is not like the effects of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of the one man's trespass, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in the life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so through the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. But law came in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so grace might also reign through justification, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 15. Who shall abide in God's sanctuary? A Psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their hearts, who do not slander with their tongue, and do no evil to their friends, nor heap shame upon their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurts, who do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. Proverbs 19, 18 and 19. Discipline your children while there is hope. Do not set your heart on their destruction. A violent-tempered person will pay the penalty. If you effect a rescue, you will only have to do it again. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another day, another week. We thank you for your grace, your mercy for us, your kindness to us, your patience with us as we stumble forward often, but as we learn and grow at the same time. And so thank you for the gift of your word, the scriptures, to guide our path. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit's within to lead and guide every thought and word and choice and action. May we collaborate. May we pay attention to where you are leading. We thank you for another week. We release it. We can only go forward. We may try to spend so much of our time living in the past that we cannot return to, but we can only go forward. And so we release this week into our history. And we look forward with anticipation to all that is yet to come. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base as well, so be familiar with home base. And at home base are things to be familiar with. The community section, that's where the prayer wall lives. That is also where all the different various links to social media platforms that we participate in are. And if you're part of the community and you're in those places, then yeah, being connected that way is good. We try to regularly do some behind the scenes stuff and words of encouragement from the scripture and things that we're reading and just connection points. And so whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, whether it's whatever it is, get connected, be connected, stay connected in any way that you can. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here as we navigate the summer months of our 20th year together around the global campfire, this thing has been burning. Like, this is the 20th 19th day of July. I mean, it's been burning every day. And every day we show up here and take the next step forward as a community. And that has affected millions of lives over the years, touching every point on the globe. But for Jill and I, it has transformed everything. I mean, everything about everything. And so if being around the global campfire is life-giving and meaningful to you, thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is DR in Florida. This call is for Darcy, who called July 14th, and for all of those who are battling loneliness. She was praying for those who are feeling lonely. She said God was helping her through an abusive relationship. I was divorced several years ago and was in an abusive relationship. God comforted me and made me stronger, but this past week, I was struggling with an increasing sense of loneliness. But I knew, and God confirmed through Darcy's prayer, that He sees me, and with God, I am never alone. God bless you all for your prayers and the DAB ministry.
Hey, my beautiful DAB fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels, and it's July 15th, and I'd like to lift up both of the callers who called in for prayer today. Eddie called in. Eddie, thank you for reaching back out and thanking us for your prayers, of course, and giving us some positive affirmations that you have a job and now you just need a more pressure, a place to live. And the wise guy from AZ called in as well. Now he is out of prison. Hallelujah. And he needs prayer to move forward. So let's lift these brothers up. Heavenly Father, our beautiful God of compassion, our God of love, our God of forgiveness, hallowed be your beautiful name, Father God. Lord, as we come to your throne of mercy, knowing that you are holy and just to forgive us our sins as we've forgive others of their trespasses against us, because we are in Christ and Christ is in you, Father God. So thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up Eddie, our brother, and we just pray for a domicile, a place for him to live, Lord. He has this job now for several months, I believe, maybe even three, and he needs a place to rest his head. Please grant him the desire of his heart, Father God. And Lord, we're also calling in for the wise guy in AZ. We thank you for his release from prison, and we ask that our society and these doors would be open for him, and they would have mercy on him, knowing that he has fulfilled his legal obligations. And now he's seeking schooling, a CDL schooling, an apartment, and he needs guidance and provision and resources. Father, we please ask that you would provide these assets for him so that he may go forward and do your will on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory to God. Father God, we pray in this community to you, O Lord, who knows all things. I want to pray and lift up all the prayer warriors who are doing a fantastic job in continuing to give their time to pray for others. That is very good, Lord, that we have the brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ doing this. So I'm praying for them. Lord, it is you that we trust. It is you that we give our requests to, Lord. We're safe with you, God. And I just want to say that means a lot, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit. And I also heard a prayer request. Someone came on by the name of Darcy from Oregon. I heard you on the 14th. Lord Jesus, be near her. Let her know by your Spirit that she is loved and cherished more than anything in this world has to offer. We have desires to do things, have relationships, and we try to meet those desires. Usually, we find just pain. Lord, put it on her heart. Darcy, I just want to tell you, continue to seek God. He wants to have a relationship with you more than anything. You're young, so you have a lot ahead of you. If it's God's will, you will find better things, for He knows what's best for you. God, just lifting this up to you, Lord. Almighty God, praise you. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I come before the throne of grace to a Lord that is waiting to hear from us and who accepts our prayers. I come today lifting up Be Wise Guy from Arizona and all of the other dabbers who have been released from prison or soon will be. I pray, Father God, that you will showcase their skills and experiences and not let their past stand in the way of opportunities. Open the minds of individuals who will be reviewing their applications and for those who will be conducting the interviews, and let them see their abilities, not the prison record. I pray, Father, you will fill their minds and spirits with confidence as they go into their interviews. Lord, grant mercy for these men and women and cause landlords to be filled with compassion. We pray you will break down strongholds that have allowed stigma, trauma, and challenges associated with their criminal records so that they will overcome and walk with faith in the Lord. Replace regret with courage. Remove roadblocks. Redirect them if they lean toward old behaviors. Show each of them good works you have prepared for them. Be their strong tower during moments of confusion and frustration. Prepare them with hope and let them have more than adequate speech and clothing and resume and attitudes, Father God. Lord, lead them to just the right place and time and help them trust in your timing. Give them favor. You are the God who gives all things. We ask for abundance in their financial, emotional, physical, relational, and spiritual well-being. In the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen and amen.